Peter Dill, a lawyer and organic farmer living in Emmett, is hoping to represent the Democratic Party as their candidate for governor this year. James Dawson spoke with the first-time political candidate, starting off with how he'll address the estimated 62,000 Idahoans who don't qualify for Medicaid or a health insurance subsidy.
I take a little different approach than other Democratic candidates, but I'm keenly interested in health care for all Idahoans. My approach for people in the gap is to solve the problem in Idaho, not seek another dependent relationship with the federal government. And this is for a number of reasons. Part of it is best care for Idaho residents. I think the primary need for people without health coverage is to obtain access to quality primary care. And there are high-quality medical health centers around the state that are already providing for people without insurance coverage. And I would like to see the state of Idaho provide for them to do further work, broader services to meet the needs of people without insurance.
So you do have a catastrophic care fund that the state does put some money into every year.
Yes.
But that's still costing Idaho taxpayers, you know, millions of dollars a year. Are you saying you would want to expand that as well?
Well, the numbers differ for different people, but it's in the $30 to $35 million range that Idaho spends for, quote, catastrophic care. I would like to look at allocating some of those dollars for preventative care, for primary care. About 80% of the health needs can be resolved with preventative or primary care. And so some of the catastrophic fund expenditures, and I would suggest a large portion of them, would not be necessary if we were providing adequate primary care.
Idaho ranks 40th in the nation for its low high school graduation rates. How exactly would you tackle that problem when Idaho is already projected to have a shortage of skilled workers over the next few years?
Well, the education challenge is a big one. And the percentages and the rankings and the numbers are in some cases, confusing. Boise School District is rated among the highest in the nation, and other parts of the state don't rank as well. But the statistics can be misleading, because if you look at grade-by-grade statistics across the state, we're not doing badly, but certainly there's room to improve in various areas, and I'd like for us to do that. In the first instance, I would like to see us increase the salary for first-year teachers, so that we're able to compete in the five-state marketplace for best teachers, and particularly best teachers who are able to handle linked classrooms. So electronically linked classrooms in various parts of the state.
Which there is already a version of that currently happening.
There is, but yes. but I think we need to expand that because it's a part of the future of learning. I would look at streamlining some of the responsibilities that schools undertake. So I think we have to look at scope. I think we have to look at focus and purpose. At the same time, let's stay within our financial bounds and rearrange the budget to meet the needs.
So is it fair to say that you would use existing money that's already being put into the education system, since it's the most expensive part of Idaho's budget, instead of putting more money towards it?
I think there is room for some ongoing increases, and I think we're set to have one this year. But as a general pattern, I think we have to live within our means. And the education budget is about 62% of the state budget, and I don't know what else we want to cut out to increase the percentage for education.
Now, you live out in Emmett, so you understand maybe this question a little bit, but
sure.
Idaho does have a rich Western heritage.
Yes.
Obviously, it's treasured in its rural areas, but we've got these expanding urban centers as well. So what would you do as governor to preserve Idaho's traditions while also embracing its identity as the fastest growing state in the country right now?
Things are changing, and they're going to change. Part of it is intelligent land planning. Part of it is care for and preservation of public lands, and some of it is sound environmental policy, so that we're taking care of the countrysides and the perimeters around our cities and towns, and not allowing risky development or risky extraction or other things that are going to damage the character and nature of Idaho.
That was Peter Dill, who is seeking the Democratic nomination for governor. You can find interviews with each candidate at boisestatepublicradio.org.